Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Local Influencers. I am your host, Ms. Vonnie Lynn, and today I have with me the beautiful, the gorgeous, the talented Ms. Kendall Bommersbach.
Yes, you said it right. Yeah.
Yay, Bommersbach. K-Bomb. We're just going to call her K-Bomb because we love her here. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm drinking a Red Bull. I'm getting caffeinated. I'm getting excited. I'm actually really nervous because I hate talking about myself. I'd rather talk about other people, but we're doing it. So let's go.
No, I feel that. I feel that. So I met you back when you were on Coastal Living. And for people that don't know, Coastal Living was a TV show here in the Coastal Bend. And what exactly did you guys do on Coastal Living?
So I was the producer of Coastal Living. I kind of got the job because it just worked out perfectly. I was in a situation where I was unhappy with the work that I was doing. And I saw that there was a lifestyle show that was hiring in Corpus Christi, and I lived in Corpus. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to apply for the job. And I went through the whole interview process. I was super nervous, and they asked me, what kind of content would you put on the show? And I was just like, well, I'm new to Corpus Christi. I love exploring it. I love trying new restaurants, and I love trying out new things. So isn't that the type of person that you want for this job? And they were like, yeah, that's exactly who we're looking for. So I got the job, and that was back in 2018 or 2019. I think it was 2019, because that's when it started. But shortly after, I climbed up the totem pole because I got the higher producer position job, and I loved it. I loved everything about it. I loved Clarissa and Jocelyn. We had a new girl join the team. Her name was Chella, and I got to work with her for about a year before I left. And then shortly after getting the producer job, they offered me a on-air talent position of doing Coastal Living Plus, and I was just like, okay, like I've been doing this for about 3 years. I should be good at talking on television, right? So I took it while having the producer job as well. And the first show that we did, I'm not even lying to you, it was so embarrassing. I hope nobody watched it, because I was like, hi, I'm Kendall Bommersbach, because I was so nervous. Like talking in front of your phone is so different than talking in front of like those giant cameras that they have in television. But I did a couple of shows and I got the hang of it and I got better at it. And could talk to a camera for hours at this point in time now. But shortly after I got the job, this other job approached me, and it was for South Texas TV, which is what I'm currently doing now. And they were like, we'll give you it's not a TV show. It's more of like a YouTube style kind of thing. And you can work from home, because I do work from home now, and we'll give you all the freedom in the world. And so I was like, cool. And I took it, and my last day of Coastal Living, I am not even kidding, I bawled like a baby the entire day, because I knew I was going to miss my girls, and I missed them so much. Clarissa and Jocelyn were my best friends, and we're still friends, but it's just, you know, it's not the same, because I used to see them every single day. So, yeah.
Right, right. They're like work besties and then regular besties, and you had to go do all of that stuff all the time. So you're just literally with them all the time. So that's understandable. Now, you said it was like a change in what you were doing. So you weren't originally, were you doing something else? Did you go to school for the producing? Like, what got you into the industry itself? Like, what were you doing prior?
Let me tell you something about Kendall Bommersbach. I never have a plan. Like, I've never had a life plan. I've never had a dream. I know that sounds terrible, but like, I've never known what I wanted to do with my life. So I went to college at Texas State, and I was on the dance team there, and I just got on the dance team by accident because I saw that they were doing tryouts, and I was like, oh, I danced for my entire life, so I'm just going to go ahead and try it out. And I tried out, got on the dance team. And at the time, I was like, I don't even know what I want to do with my life. Like, what do I want to do for a career? Like, I'm dancing now. I'm making friends. I'm happy. But what am I going to do for my major? So I switched majors 6 times, and that was the maximum amount you could do at Texas State.
Six times?
I can't stick. When I get passionate about things, I stick with them. But like what the job that I had or the major that I had was marketing. So it wasn't anything that I was passionate about. Like it's just business school. It was really hard because I'm really bad at finance. And that's mostly all the classes are is finance, accounting. And then you had some of your marketing classes, which I was good at because, you know, everybody's good at marketing. Like we were all born into this social media world. And so everybody's good at marketing at this point. So I went with the marketing degree and graduated college with a BA in business. And yeah, that's basically how I got into it. After college, I had the hardest time finding a job. So I went back home to live with my parents, and I'm from Victoria. So I moved back to Victoria, and I was just like, I need to get a job. What am I going to do? And there's a jewelry store that was hiring, and they're like, they had the most beautiful things, like the biggest diamonds, the best brands of jewelry and all things like that. So I was like, oh, this will be fine. Like, this will be a good little post-college job. So I worked there for about 1.5 years, and it was honestly the most fun I've ever had because I learned so much about diamonds and jewelry. And so now when my boyfriend proposes, I'm going to know exactly what kind of diamond and how much it costs. It sucks for him. But I had a lot of fun with that. But I was like, I can't work in retail my entire life. Like I just know that there's something bigger out there for me. So I moved to Corpus shortly after I quit my job at the jewelry store and said all my goodbyes to everybody. And I worked for another jewelry store here in Corpus until I found this TV job. And I worked in the creative service department for about 1.5 years. And I got really good at video editing. I did commercials. I did basically just all kinds of promotions. And so from that job, that's how I got the job with Coastal Living.
Oh, okay. Well, I do love that. I do love your video editing. I think you're really great at it. I keep up with your adventures. I love them. Now, what is this like? You're putting this into like your brand, like this is like your brand and stuff like that. So what are your goals for your brand? Like, where do you see yourself after? Or is this show that you're doing going to kind of be your baby and this is what you see, or would you like to do something else different in the future?
So South Texas TV, that's what I currently am doing right now. It's a marketing company that started a branch of video production, I suppose. And they hired me to do South Texas TV, which is YouTube style videos. It's a lot of social media. So that's what I'm working on right now. And South Texas TV is my baby. It is something I'm growing. I'm trying to get more followers every single day. So if anybody on here is listening, please go follow South Texas TV on Instagram and Facebook. The Facebook is doing well, but my Instagram, like, I don't know how to grow followers on there, but it's hard.
You're not saying. It is so hard on Instagram. Yeah. I agree with you. Like TikTok, I have way more followers on TikTok than I do on Instagram. So weird. It's the algorithm. It's strange. Algorithm.
It's out to get everybody.
It is. Okay. So look, I was just on my Cali trip, and I mean, you're on vacation, you're doing things. Plus, you know, we were out there working and everything. So I didn't post for 2 days. For 2 days, I didn't post.
Yeah. Instagram punishes you for that.
My views dropped by 10K, mm-hmm. 10K. Because yeah. I didn't post for 2 days. So then I'm like, now I'm back on trying to get like, damn, okay, I'm sorry, my bad, Instagram. Yeah. And they also want you posting like at least 12 stories a day, between 6 and 12 stories a day. And I'm like,
yes. I mean, like the social media classes or whatever. And it's like Instagram wants you to post 2 times a day using their trending sounds. So it's not the sounds that are trending to users. It's the sounds that are trending to the big corporations. And I'm like, those aren't even good songs. Like,
and I tried the 2 postings a day and my views went down. I was like, no, back to 1 a day. And then so back to 1 a day, my views went back up and nope, as soon, like when I didn't post for those 2 days, I was like, oh my God, I knew I was going to pay for it. I knew I was, but you can't help it. You get busy sometimes. I think it's so unrealistic. And honestly, Instagram does not pay us for this.
Yes.
But we do get paid in other ways with other like brands and stuff like that. But still, it's like you're putting in hours and hours and hours of work. And it's like.
Exactly. And so everything that I'm doing with my South Texas TV, I'm also sharing to my personal because I'm also trying to grow my own personal account. Because, you know, it's 2023. Everybody wants a lot of followers on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? So when I only get 5 likes on my reel that I spent 2 hours making on South Texas TV, I'm like, I'm going to share on my own personal so I can get at least 50. Like,
that is true. And I look at my insights and stuff like that. And it's crazy how on the reels and stuff, on mine, at least Instagram pushes them only to my followers. The non-followers that like actually get to see it are very bare minimum.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is crazy. Like what am I doing? Cause like my reels, some will get a lot of views, but mainly like they won't. And you're right. The likes are there between like 50 to maybe 100, depending on what it is. But,
and it's always reels, because when you post a picture, it'll be like your authentic following, like your friends are liking it. But for some reason, when you post a reel, like it will not show up on like my best friend's accounts, because I mean, I didn't have like the conversation of being like, why aren't you liking my pictures? Cause that's a little bit psycho, but yeah. I was like, hey, are y'all like seeing my reels? And they were like, no, I actually like haven't seen anything that you've been posting for a while. And I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, even Abel told me that, and Abel's my best friend. We work together, everything. We're all constantly on each other's Instagram pages. Yeah. And he told me for a while he was not seeing any of my stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
Stop to get up, for sure.
Instagram wants you doing the most.
Yeah, literally.
So you guys definitely check out South Texas TV, right?
Yes.
Is that the at South Texas TV, just spelled like that? No spaces, no underscores, nothing like that?
Just straight South Texas TV.
So what are some fun projects with South Texas TV that you have coming up?
Okay, I'm super excited. Actually, tonight, I know this is being aired in September, but you know, right now. Tonight, I'm going on the Rockport Tiki Boats, and I'm super excited about that. And so we're going to make a YouTube-style video, and of course, I'm going to make a reel out of it. But hopefully, if you're listening to this, stay tuned, because we're going to do a giveaway with the Rockport Tiki Boats. And this is hopefully, so fingers crossed on that. Hopefully, you'll get through. And we'll give away a little weekend for a Rockport giveaway. So I'm excited about that. But everything that I've been doing has been so like off the cuff. Like I'll see something that is trending on mostly Facebook, because Facebook algorithm is really good. And that's always like the coolest things are getting shared on Facebook. So if there's something that's going on Facebook, I will just immediately call the business and be like, hey, do you mind if I come and shoot some video with you? And are you comfortable being on camera and answering some questions? And they're always like, well, how much does it cost? And I'm just like, okay. Usually everything we do is for free. It's pro bono, because I am trying to grow the social media for South Texas TV. So if there is any local businesses out there that does want professional video production, I am your girl. Contact me either through South Texas TV or K_bomb125. That's my personal.
I love that. I just saw a post about those floating tiki thingies, and I was like, I want to go on. I wanted that. I'm all messaging Marlene and Jackson. We need to go on this.
Yeah. And so far, the captain has been so cool. Like, he is the nicest man. So I'm actually getting to meet him tonight. That's not over a phone call. So he's been really nice. So not only is he a good captain, but he'll be a cool boat driver. So he'll like party with you without the drinking, because obviously he's not going to drink and drive a boat.
I recommended. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, that sounds like so much fun. I hope you have a blast doing that. Now, what you've already filmed and stuff like what you've already done, what has been your favorite experience so far?
Oh, my favorite experience has probably been, okay, so I'm going to give you my favorite experience, like in my personal life and then in my professional life. In my professional life, it has been the glass bottom kayaking over by Snoopy's. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was so much fun. And I got to do that with the Coastal Living Girls. And I don't think I was in a kayak with Clarissa. She was behind me, so I was in front. So she was basically the driver. And I don't think I've laughed that hard in a long time. If you don't know Clarissa Serna, she is the funniest human. She says anything that will come to her brain. I love her to death, but that has been my favorite experience because not only was it so much fun with the girls, but it was just such a neat experience. You're in complete darkness on these boats that are lit up. It is so cool. And I do not like kayaking. So the fact that I'm even saying that I loved this, it's a good sign. If you haven't done it, 10 out of 10 recommend. The man that is the business owner, he's also great, super fun, very knowledgeable, and you're safe the whole time. So I loved that. And then my favorite experience in my personal life is something that I just did. I just got back from Cabo. Me and my boyfriend went super spontaneously. I'm talking like we booked this trip on Tuesday and flew out on Thursday. It was the coolest thing. And we hadn't been to Cabo yet. We've always been on like this side of Mexico, you know, like the Yucatan. Mm-hmm. So we've never been on like the California side. So we booked the trip and we kind of didn't know what to expect because I didn't do any research. And I'm one of those girls that like reads the menu for a restaurant 2 hours in advance. So I know exactly what I'm going to order. So we get to Cabo, we get to our hotel, which is absolutely fabulous. And we start booking excursions through the hotel. And the excursions were fun, but we did all the excursions on Friday. And we were kind of just like, oh, that was a lot of fun. Let's just do whatever we want on Saturday, which was my birthday. And so we started with breakfast. And then we just went down to the marina because our hotel was right on the marina where all the boats were. And while we were walking, there was a guy that there's like tons of men that are like, hey, y'all want to go on a boat ride? Hey, you want some drugs? Hey, you want to go do this? And we're all like, no, it's okay. Thank you. But this particular guy was like, hey, do y'all want to go on a boat ride? And I don't know. For some reason, we were like, yeah, like, let's do it. Like, we already went on the boat yesterday, but maybe this is a different experience. And, you know, I kind of want to go see the arch again because I didn't really like the pictures that were taken on Friday. So we went on the boat, and if you're not familiar with Cabo, there's like the famous arch, of course. But before there's the arch, there's a beach that is only shown during like certain times. And it's not just like low tide. It's just only sometimes it's covered with water. But uh-huh. this time of the year, it was like an actual beach. And so we asked the boat driver, we were like, hey, do you mind if we jump off the boat and go swim to this beach? Because there were other people there. It wasn't like super crowded, but it was enough to where it was like, you knew it was safe. And he was just like, yeah, sure. Just, you know, make sure you don't drown because the waves were like over your head. Like they were, we were in like extremely deep water. So it was kind of like risky doing it, but we jumped off the boat and mind you, it was just me and my boyfriend with this boat captain. And so he's watching us the entire time and we were cool and safe. So we jumped off the boat and used literally every ounce of energy I could to get to this beach because the waves were so crazy. It was actually a very dangerous thing, but you know, it was fun and worth it. But once you got on the beach, the sand was white. You had these massive rocks around you. The sky was crystal clear. It was gorgeous. I'm actually getting chills just thinking about it because that was probably the happiest moment of my life. And I know that sounds so cheesy, but oh my gosh, to experience something like that and just to be alive at the same time that there's something so beautiful on this earth, like, it was insane. Like that was so cool. So cool.
No, that does not sound cheesy or anything at all. Cause that's exactly how I felt mm-hmm. on the road trip that we were on when we were like at the Grand Canyon, yeah. when we were up on Pikes Peak, like even at Garden of the Gods, like just you know, we're always so plugged in, you know?
Exactly. I'm staring at my phone screen. So it's cool to see. It's cool when you get to see something that you've seen on an Instagram reel 100 times because you were doing research on it. So I totally, like when you were at the Grand Canyon, you finally like looked away from your phone and you're like, oh my God, like God made this.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like your eyes can't even focus clearly on it because it is so, like the words majestic and awe-inspiring do not even do it justice. So I know exactly what you're talking about. And that sounds like fun. And, you know, yeah, okay, it might have been a little unsafe. But sure, whatever.
Yeah.
You only live once. So
those are the best things to do is when they're a little unsafe and then you make it out alive. Those are the best stories.
I love the spontaneous trips and stuff like that. It's exactly how our road trip came about too. Just went, hey, you want to? Yeah, sure. Okay, cool. We'll leave in 2 days. And I think we did the same thing. No plans, no nothing. Mm-hmm. Didn't we were staying. We just knew where we were that we're driving on this route. And that's it.
So cool. I love that so much. Invite me next time.
Definitely. Because we had so much fun. And then it's like the best part of it were like the two places where you wouldn't even think that they'd be like, okay. So like for me, it was like El Paso and Salt Lake City.
That's awesome. I actually have never been to either of those cities.
So yeah. Well, I did see your Cabo trip. I did see that. Oh, and happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
I did see the post from there and I was like, oh, that's gorgeous. And you looked good out there and everything. So I'm glad you had a blast. what is one place that you haven't had a chance to like review or go and do anything out that you really, really want to do?
Oh, that's a good question. Dang, I'm going to have to think about that. Are we talking about like local?
It could be, oh yeah, local. Something you would put on your show.
Oh, something, and this is kind of like, oh, of course, like I'm a huge foodie, and I've tried some birria tacos in the past, and I haven't liked them, and I see people talk about them all the time, and so I'm like, I want to try a really good birria taco with the juice and the, you know, I want it to be really good, and I've recently heard that Full Send Barbecue has the best birria tacos in South Texas. So I really, really want to try that. And I know that they go to the Annex every once in a while. So next time they're at the Annex, I'm definitely going to go try some tacos.
Don't they have their thing right outside of Goldfish?
Sometimes. I think they travel, but most of the time they're in like the downtown area where all the bars are.
Right. Yeah. I love Full Send, but like the owners of Full Send, they are amazing. Mm-hmm. I love his wife or his girlfriend. I don't know if they're married, but she's the best. I love her. And he's really good too. Yeah. And it is very, very good food. And the birria tacos are very good. I can tell you that. I'm a sucker for their bowls though. Their turkey.
Yeah.
Stop now. Their turkey is like incredible. Uh-huh. There is also a Mexican restaurant here in Corvus that has good birria tacos, and they always have them on a special, and it's really good. It's called El Jalisciense, and it's right here on Rodfield and Saratoga, right next to where there's a karaoke bar right there, and that
Sing Bar, right?
Yeah, Sing Bar. Yeah, right next to Sing Bar and BWV and stuff like that. They're really good. But if you want like a cute little place to go try those kind of tacos. In Austin, there's a place called Taquero Mucho. I don't know if you have seen it.
Yes. Yes.
It is amazing. Me and Jacqueline and Abel went there and we had a blast. I think my cousin went too. My cousin Jay Vibes.
Yeah.
He was there. And the drinks, everything is so aesthetically pleasing at this place. I'm going to highly suggest you try this place. We made a post about it, but everything's pink. Even the tortillas are pink.
Yeah.
It is so cute. Everything is Instagrammable, but the food is top tier. That's like the main thing. It's cool to have a place that's gorgeous. Yeah. And stuff like a place that the food is actually good too. Like nothing that we ate was bad. Nothing.
Oh, I'm going to try it. You're already like talking me up. I'm ready. Ready to make reservations right now and go there.
And the drinks were incredible. Like you got to keep the little cups that they all come in. My cousin's drink came with sunglasses that I ended up keeping. Yeah. Like, It was too cute, but oh God. And they had the best queso dip. It was like a chorizo queso dip, like on in a skillet. Yeah. Like we ordered two of them because we loved them. We loved it so much.
Oh God. I'm like hungry now. So you're actually torturing.
I'm all 10 out of 10. Highly recommend, but definitely check out El Jalisciense here. Those are so good. And they come with rice and everything's good from that place. I can't, now I'm gonna have to go have lunch.
I'm ready.
I love that you're a foodie. You let me know when you want to go. I'll meet you over there. It's right down
the street. Me and my boyfriend are like, we like to try all of the new places that open up in the area. Right now I'm literally addicted. When I say addicted, like I think about it all the time, to Roaming Ronin on the south side.
Yeah.
Where I think it's Flanagan's, right? We go there once a week and they know our names now. They know exactly what I'm going to order. I get the tuna tostadas.
Mm-hmm.
I get an unsweet tea and then I get the beef bowl, and like, she's already writing it down as soon as like the waitress already writing it down as soon as we walk in, and they're like, hey, y'all are back. And I'm like, yep, because you have a problem, but it's good for y'all.
I love being a regular somewhere. That's like me at Ninja Ramen. I'm like that at Ninja Ramen. So good. Mm-hmm. And if another place that, you know, for if you like barbecue and stuff like that, in San Antonio, and I post them a lot and I reshare them a lot because I was literally blown away. The only other barbecue place that compares to it is going to be Full Send. Mm-hmm. So in San Antonio, and it's called Garcia Brothers Barbecue. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, they make these nachos, like it's either brisket nachos or pork nachos. I don't know what kind of cheese they use in that, but whatever cheese it is the most addicting, delicious, melty. I bought like just a container of their cheese the last time because it is so amazing. And they are located. Huh?
Is it Oaxaca cheese?
I don't know.
Kind of like, because Oaxaca cheese is like my favorite thing in the entire world. And please excuse me if I am pronouncing that incorrectly, because I am a very, very white girl. And I, so excuse me, but that is my favorite kind of cheese.
I have no clue. It's not really yellow, but it's not really white. It's like kind of in the middle a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what they do to it. They mix magic in that thing because it is so good. But everything is real tender, juicy, like... Everything was delicious. And they're located inside McIntyre Southtown. And it's so cute out there. The vibe is cute. They have like a screen out there that's like under, you know, tents and chairs. They have the swing, like where there's swings, but it's a table.
Yeah.
It's such a cute vibe. And the cornhole, everything. You got to check it out. It was one of the most amazing places that I've been to there in San Antonio.
I definitely want to. And I love going to San Antonio, even just for like a little day trip. Love it.
Me too. Okay, so all I'm hearing is day trip with us and we'll go.
And that's like the beautiful part of working from home is that like, even though I am like going and doing things, I just have to tell my manager, hey, I'm going to make content. And they're like, okay, cool. Just, you know, get all your stuff done and you're good.
They're okay, bye.
Yeah.
Well, that's really awesome. I love how you've kind of like built yourself up and built yourself into a brand and stuff. And I love how you got started, because for anybody that's out there listening, I mean, just know, like, follow your passions. You know what I mean? If you could give some advice to someone coming out of college or anything like that, like, what would you tell them?
Do not give up. You're going to cry. You're going to lay in bed because you can't get a job and you're going to get so upset, but you will find a job and everything will be okay. But not only that, but right when you get out of college, your life is about to change so much. That person that you once were, even if you're still a little bit attached to that high school person you once were, that's about to change completely. You're about to become a whole new person. You're probably about to lose a lot of friends, and you'll be okay. You will survive and you'll find people that love you, and you're going to make it. Just fake it till you make it, because that is my motto in life. Because I was someone that had imposter syndrome for the longest time. Working for a TV show, I never wanted to boast about it because I didn't want people to be like, oh, she works for a TV show. Like, I've just never been that kind of person. I've always been like, you know, like, I don't want to put myself out there too much. But now that I look back, like, I had a really cool past. I worked for a TV show. I was on a dance team and I performed for thousands of people. I made myself who I am today. And I think that's really cool. And I feel like I feel like a lot of people don't give themselves a pat on the back as much as they should and how much hard they work. And you should. And so I'm gonna give myself a pat on the back right now because I worked hard to be here.
Absolutely. As you should. These are your achievements and something that you achieved at a really, really young age. And that is something else in itself to be proud of. Mm-hmm. So always, girl, be your biggest cheerleader. 100%. That's one thing I've learned over the years. It's okay to be humble and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But man, when you work hard, like, just definitely put it out there. I know I do. Yeah.
Have haters, that means you're doing something right, because that means that someone is looking at you and comparing themselves to you, and jealousy is the thief of happiness. So just, and also on top of that, if you are somebody that's out there that is being jealous of somebody else, take a look at yourself and know that you are a good person and you don't need to be jealous of somebody else. Work on you. If they have what you want, then go for it, manifest it, work for it, and you got it.
That's right. Put the time in. Everybody has the ability to really get out there and do what they actually want to do. You know, it's just choices, personal choices and stuff like that. But that's really good advice for someone starting out. And I know, like, a lot of people do ask, because a lot of people do ask me and stuff like that. So it's always nice, you know, to hear those points of view from someone else. So tell everyone how to get a hold of you. I know we put out the South Texas TV Insta out there. You know, go ahead and let them know your personal Insta. And for any businesses, like she said, if you would like to be showcased or anything, get a hold of her. And she's going to tell you right now how to do that.
Yeah. So my Instagram is @K_BOMB. So bomb125, that's KBOMB125. And you can find me on Facebook. I'm just Kendall Bommersbach. Bommersbach is really hard to spell. So, you know, BOMERSBACH. Just find me on Instagram. KBOMB is so much easier. But yeah, I'd love to talk to you. I love meeting new people and making new friends. So even if you just want to swipe up on each other's stories every once in a while and be like, hey, you're awesome, like, I'll be that girl for you. I'm a girl's girl. I'll be your biggest cheerleader if you want me to.
I love that. I love hype girls. I love, like, I always say that I got so lucky with my circle of girls that I have, because man, they come clutch all the time.
I feel like y'all are the cool girl circle. Like, I always see y'all on Instagram, and I'm always like, hey, do y'all want to hang out, or y'all want to go, like, to a bar and take cute pictures? But I get nervous because I'm like, what if they don't like me?
No, do it. We love you. Like, I literally was just telling them, like, definitely always come with us. We have such a blast. And next road trip, girl, I'm dialing your number.
Yeah. Or even next time y'all go to a bar, or, like, go to bus or something, please hit me up. I'd love to go.
Yeah. Actually, we might end up at Retro on Saturday. So just letting you. Yeah, I don't know if you've been to Retro yet, but it's so cool.
Actually, somewhere else that I've been really wanting to go. I'm going to the Annex this Thursday to do a video with Caitlin, the bad blonde. I love her. Okay. So much. Uh-huh. So if we do finish up that pretty quickly, I really want to go to Retro because it looks so cool.
You should check it out. The owners are amazing, and they have a outside patio coming for brunch spots and stuff like that. And I'm actually going to get to record a live episode of Bitches Who Brunch out there on the brunch patio as soon as they open it, which is going to be amazing.
That's amazing. I'm so happy for you. I'm going to try to be there, or if I can't, I'm going to tune in live.
It's going to be so much fun. Like, downtown is just, like, it's blowing up. I'm so happy. Oh,
I love it too, because I love those old buildings. I wish that somebody would restore the old courthouse. One thing about me, I love old vacant buildings. Like, there's a whole TikTok side of that, and I love just going through them. And it's so weird because there's nothing in there. There's no like ghosts or dead bodies, but I'm still like, oh my God, what if there's a dead body?
I'm like that too. If I'm driving on the road and I see like an old broke down house that's just like desolate and I'm like, oh my God, stop. I gotta go. I want to take pictures. I want to walk in there. I got to see. And they're like, it's unstable. And there's probably homeless people in there. I was like, cool. I just want to see.
Makes it better.
We got to have like an old broke down building adventure night or something. Because I'm down. I love that side of TikTok, by the way. I could be on it for hours.
It's so fascinating. So fascinating.
All right, Ms. Kendall. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of The Local Influencers. I wish you nothing but luck and so much growth for South Texas TV and any of your future endeavors. Definitely. Guys, all of her information will be in the show notes. You go follow her, follow South Texas TV, give them like, share, subscribes, all that good stuff. Look for them on Facebook, wherever else that they have any outlets. Do you have a YouTube?
Yeah, we're building it right now and it's South Texas TV again. And I'm going to be in way more of those videos. So just be on the lookout and like, follow, subscribe, share, all the things.
All right, guys, we will see you guys next week for another episode of The Local Influencers. Have a good day. Bye.